You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I am very sure that you will agree with me that we all live in this world wherein there is a contrast here and there. We live in this world where there's a big difference, extreme differences, extreme opposites. That there's no such thing as 100% the same on this person and that person. You will never find that here in this planet. God made us different. As we all could see, our own backgrounds, every individual is different, our families, our histories, our culture, hello, everyone is different. And since everyone is different, we also have our own belief system. That sometimes whenever you talk to someone, you might not agree with that person giving his own advice, his opinion, because of a certain issues or perspective compared to yours. And if we are not careful, guess what? These differences can be dangerous, where it could lead to disputes. It could lead to disagreements. It could lead to, what else? Factions, right? That turn out that these groups of people, individuals, will basically part their ways. That there will be divisions. And the worst part is, there is such called as disunity. How many of you believe that it's God's purpose for a husband and wife to be together forever? Today, marriages are basically falling apart. People doesn't understand really the very purpose of God in marriage. And that's why a lot of people today, all right, would settle to be go back to their individual lives as single and not to stay married, not to stay with this guy whom they said, I do to each other. And the reason why, because of differences, difference of opinions, idea, and basically never had the idea that they can be together as God intended marriage to be together. In fact, okay, recently during the Monday and Tuesday, just this week, all right, we had a holiday, and some of you weren't here. Oh, alam namin yun, ha? Nagbakasyon kayo. Oh, which is fine, all right? We had a long weekend. How many of you weren't here last Sunday? Lift up your hands. You weren't here last Sunday. Oh boy, you missed Pastor Sky. Okay, Pastor Sky gave a powerful message, all right, from his own heart. But nevertheless, last Monday and Tuesday, we had a couples retreat here in this church. There were a total of 39 to 40 couples who attended our couples retreat, all right? How many of you attended a couples retreat? If you were here, would you lift up your hands? All right, some guys at the back, all right, here in front, guess what? I don't know, but do you think, how do you find our couples retreat? Boring, boring ba? Wala ba nangyari, Joel, wala ba nangyari? Okay, did we force you to attend, Ronnie? Well, guess what? It was a time of refreshing, a time of rejuvenation with our wives, a time of us getting empowered, especially when Pastor Earl started to teach on the issue of sex and romance. There's a biblical way of understanding sex and romance where Pastor Earl put a stir in our own hearts, really how to love our wives. And but kaya biglang okay, hindi tayo marriage ano, or ever na mention ko lang kasi Pastor Earl is here. And we had a great time, and listen to this, we are committed in our marriages, we are committed in our families. I believe our marriages and families will never be the same again if we follow God's ways. But sad to say, people out there who never understand about marriage, it's falling apart. Parents have a hard time raising up their kids, and we have families wherein parents would not talk to their children, the children to their parents. Now, instead of being in a family as one, guess what? They're enemies. And families are falling apart. There's this unity that is prevalent here and there. There are organizations who started good, organizations who started right, but because of certain issues that they can't resolve, there's disagreements, all right? Basically, opposite of opinions, guess what? They start to break away. Kami-kami na lang dito, sila-sila na lang dito. And it's so sad to see groups falling apart and have their own way of doing things. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 10, gives us the understanding of God's ultimate intention. Ano ba yung pinaka-intention ni God? Ano ba yung puso ni Lord? Ito yung gusto niyang gawin. Okay, sabi po ng Bible, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together. Everybody say together. Yeah. All things in heaven and earth together under one head, even Christ. His heart is this. He wants to see all things, all facets in life coming together. And it's possible for that to happen only when the head, the leader, is Christ Himself. And that's what God wants to see happen. For us to understand unity, we need to understand the following. Number one, the call of unity. Number two, the character needed for unity. Number three, the challenge for unity. Number four, the central focus of this unity, of our unity, and the goal of our unity. Start with the call of unity. Verse 1, it says here, Paul was writing down, here's what he said, as a prisoner for the Lord. Again, when he wrote this letter, he was in prison, remember? All right, so he says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. How many of you believe that you are called by God? Lift up your hands. Definitely. If some of you are not persuaded with that, let me tell you that you, all of us here, are called by God to the fact that the grace of God was given that you don't deserve and you have it anyway. Let me tell you, you did not choose and call on God, but it was God who called on you. There is a calling on every individual. You have to realize when he wrote this letter, it does not speak or pertains to a group of leaders, but individuals, believers who are in Christ. And it says here, there's what you call a calling, or this word, C-A-L-L-E-D, which is the word called. Three times it mentions to the scripture that we read. And the Bible says, all of you are called. He exhorted us to live a life worthy. Why is that? Live a life worthy. You know, the word worthy is where we get a word axiom. Axiom, where it means balance weight or equal weight. What the Apostle Paul was saying is, as followers of Jesus, as followers of Christ, we all receive the calling and the blessing. What are those blessings? Let me remind you again, Ephesians chapter 1 speaks of every spiritual blessing that the Lord bestowed on you, forgiveness. Now imagine, di ba parang wala nang fear? Okay, wala nang hatred. Diba, hindi ka nag-guilty. Wala nang shame. Bakit? Because imagine, the Lord has set you free. He has forgiven you. At the same time, cleansed you from all unrighteousness. How many of you know that's a good news? And that's a blessing. Not only that we receive forgiveness from our sins. Alright, God has given us the privilege to commune with Him. All right, that we could have access to God anytime, anywhere, any time of the day. You could go straight to the Father because of Christ Jesus. Not only that, the Bible tells us that God has given us the wisdom, as we talked about that last week, that through the church, the wisdom of God has been given so that the authorities would know. Do you realize that this world is looking for answers? There are problems here and there that they're looking for solutions, and yet they have never found a solution. Why? Because God is preparing you, us, all of us here, the church, the people of God, because God has given us the wisdom to share it to the world and say, hey, look, this is what God wants. This is God's ways. The wisdom, the power of God, the strength of God. Imagine all the blessing. That is the call of God in our lives. And the Bible tells us to live lives worthy. Equal what? Equal weight. Meaning the calling of God, the blessing of God. We should live our lives equal to that? How? By living in accordance to unity. Are you here with me? I want to encourage you once again. We got to live lives worthy of this call. Let's talk about the character needed for unity. In the next verse, in verse 2, it says here, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. There are four characteristics for us. If we want to see unity, it's a must to have this. Number one, the Bible says completely humble. It's about humility. Do you realize that we could have saved marriages? We could have saved relationships. We could have saved people who have problems here and there. And basically saved from breaking up of relationship. If only men and women would humble down. Are you here with me? If we only humbled down, we could save groups of people. We could save churches. We could save people who started good and lost it. Why? Because they failed to have this. How do you know if a person is humble? Well, the Bible says, consider others better than yourself. Sa totoo lang, hindi ho natin naaminin na mas magaling tayo kaysa dun sa katabi natin. Mas guwapo tayo kaysa dun sa ibang mga tao dito. Hindi natin naaminin, okay, na mas magaling ka. Na ang dami mong ginawa. You have achieved so much. And sometimes because of that, we try to what? Compare ourselves and try to weigh things. Ah, okay, sure, yeah. But may ganito ba yan? Ito ba? Ganyan ba? Siya, well, ako meron. Hello? The Bible says, consider others better. Ang hirap sa atin, lalo na pag magaling ka. Pag magaling ka eh. Alam mo, magaling ka eh. And you will not, I'm telling you, will not say that, but deep within you. Oops. Ang galing ako eh. Mali naman siya nasabi nito. At ba naman niya? Hello? Sometimes it's in our mind. That's pride. Kaya ang hirap sa sobrang galing mo, hindi mo makuha. Sa sobrang galing natin, pati tayo deceive. How would you know if a person, what's the test of humility? The test of humility is a person is willing to listen. Kamisa sa sobrang galing mo, sobrang ang dami mong alam, hindi ka na nakikinig. Yung puso mo, matigas na. Hindi na pumapasok. Ang hirap pa noon, selective ka pa. Ay, hindi naman pastor yan. Gusto ko si pastor. Gusto ko si pastor. Pastor Earl, pastor yan. Yan si Pastor Mark. Hindi, papagalitan ako niyan. Okay, magagalit sa akin yan. Gusto ko pastor. Si Dako, dito ako kay Pastor Sky. Poprophesyan pa ako niyan. Hello? Di ba? Because it's a test of humility. How many of you know that it's hard to admit if you're wrong? It's hard. You know why I know about this? You ask my wife. It's hard. It's hard to say, I'm sorry, honey. It's hard. I know about this. Pastor ako. Nagbe-preach ako. Akala mo, madali lang to. When the going gets tough and you are at fault. Ang hirap. Humility. Bakit? Kasi nga, everything's focused on us. What about this? What about receiving correction? If you're being corrected, do you have some excuse or some defense mechanism? Ah, may baraha ako dyan. Pew! Sangga! Eto ang pew! Okay? Ano ka untouchable? If we want to see unity to reign and exist, we have to have humility as a character in us. Let me move on. Ang dami pa nito. Gentleness. Not harshness. Being considerate. All you need to do is to speak and not raise your voice. The problem of arguments, quarrels, starts with what? The tone of your voice. Pwede naman, you can say that in a nice way. Eh, sinabi mo mula, hindi lang sinabi mo, pisipa ka pang ganon. Eh, kaya naman may problema, di ba? Look, if you want to see unity here, you need to be gentle. Some of you could say, ouch. Some of you could say, ouch. So who wants to say, ouch? Okay. Lord, there's pride. I could smell it. Let's move on. Patience. Kala nyo, ha? Means forbearance, slow to anger. Never gives up in times of adversity. Alam mo, ibig sabihin ng patience, long suffering. Ayaw natin na suffering? Ayaw. Pero alam nyo ba, si Lord ba, gusto ba tayong mag-suffer ni God? Actually, He allows it because it's not about the suffering. It's about patience. It's about the character of Jesus. Hello. He wants to see you instead of giving into anger. Lord, magagalit na ako. Lord, can you help me? Oh, thank you for your grace. Your grace that saved me is the same grace that you could change me and give me self-control. It is showing restraint. Does not hastily retaliate a wrongdoing by provocation. Guys, it is a challenge to all of us. But you can't change yourself. You can't have patience. But God is allowing certain issues, concerns in our lives to come in our way. Why? Because He wanted you to cry out to Him. Put your faith in Him. Because it's only God who could give us the spirit and the virtue of patience. Love, bearing with one another in love. It means to endure, showing tolerance, to put up with. Kaya tayo mag-asawa sa buhay natin, hindi pwede sabihin magbago ka. Hindi mo pwede baguhin yung misis mo, yung anak mo. Gusto mo sila magbago, ikaw ngayon, mag-cry out ka kay God para baguhin ka ni Lord. Baka pag nagkaroon ka ng patience, gentleness, humility, aba, makita mo magbago sila kasi it should start from us. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Speaking the truth in love is another thing. How many of you know that truth offends, truth hurts? Sakit! Di ba? Eh, masakit na nga eh. Di ba? Lalagyan mo pa ng asin. Pag mo nalagyan ng asin, di ba? Kung yung wound, pag mo nalagyan. Speak the truth in love. I want to move on. Challenge of unity. Verse 3, here's what it says. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ano po sabi ng Bible? Make every what?
Effort.
In other words, here's what it says. Do everything you can to keep the unity. Do whatever it takes. Fight for unity if you can. Why? Because actually, the verse is this. We are not starting unity. We gotta say, hey, look, let's be united. No. We are already in unity. The challenge to us is how to keep the unity of the Spirit by what? Make every effort. Are you here with me? It's so important for us to understand this. In fact, maintaining means what? It means to keep up, keep alive, keep going, to preserve or to continue. That's what maintain means. And God expects us. It is our duty to keep this unity. We got to preserve it at all costs. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Verse 4, 5, and 6. Here's what it says. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope. When you were called, again, a word called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. We did talk about the challenge, okay, of unity now. But what is the central focus on our unity? Ano ba yung tipong kailangan natin i-zero in para tapos na, wala na tayong pag-uusapan? Ito yon. Meron tayo nito. Ito, nilatagpo ni Apostle Paul. Here's what it says. I call it the sevenfold or elements of unity. I want to go with this. This is so important. Number one, it speaks about seven times it says one. The first one is what you call one body or body. What is a body? A body is we belong to God's chosen elect. We are the church. And this is the body of Christ. Do you understand me? We are all part of this so-called body, if you talk about the context of a local church, then every person is just a part of this body. Do you understand me? And the Bible says there's just one body. There's no two bodies. There's no three. It's just one. In fact, if you talk about the whole body of Christ, it's the whole church out there. And you might be asking, then, what's the part of victory? Based on the body of Christ, the whole church is out there. You know, probably it's as big as this mall. Have you seen this mall? No? Yeah, because it's so small that we are, if you think we're big, we're not. We're just one part, tiny, puny part of a body. Kaya sa totoo lang, di pwedeng yabang eh. Part ni Lord to, church ni God to. Hello? Kaya si Jesus yung ano rito, superstar. Kaya nga, hindi lang one body, sinasabi ng Bible, one spirit. Spirit of truth, the counselor. He caused all things to happen based on what Christ has done. And in fact, when you say one spirit, yung tipong, you just can't understand. You can't explain it. But it happens in a very natural way that we just accept one another. We just love one another. Yung nagkakaintindihan ba tayo? Yung tipong sinasabi ko, nag-agree ka, alam mo. Kasi nga, it's the Holy Spirit of God working in our midst. That we just basically agree together and yeah, let's move on. Kumbaga, parang naamoy mo siya, tara na, okay na to. You just can't explain it. Why? It's because of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the one who moves in accordance to God's will. And at the same time, we can also discern if they're not kindred spirit, if they're not one in spirit. Tipo, when you talk to someone, parang, alam mo lang na, parang taglid to ah. Parang may karga to ah. Na victory weekend na ba to? Parang, ba't ganito to? Why? Because of the presence of the Spirit. We're just one Spirit here. Do you understand what I'm saying? One hope. The certainty of our future, which are called by God. There's a glorious future ahead of us. And I want to say this up front. If you're having a hard time, it will be, you would say, difficult moment for you. I just want to let you know, we just have one hope. There's an inheritance waiting for you that God has prepared. Kaya kung may problema ka ngayon, again, anong problema mo? One hope. One Lord. Hindi tayo mag, wala na tayo pag-uusapan. Wala nang ibang Lord, si Jesus lang. Ang problema kasi, yung iba, they started good. Si Jesus, biglang si Jesus na box out. Na box out sa Lordship. Ang nagkakulan ng shots, yung leader, kung siya yung anointed, yung gifted. Kaya may problema. Pag nawala yung leader, wala na rin iba. Kasi nga, you cannot take away that. Yet. I thank God, the superstar, the center. Why do we do what we do here is focus on Jesus Christ. He is the foundation, the cornerstone, the head of this church. You take us out of here, we leaders, guess what? This church is going to rise up. There's more people going to rise up and continue this church. Why? Because it is established only as one Lord. This is so important. I hope you get this. One faith. All right? Actually, I wanted to say this. You know, as I began to dig in more of the Word, I began to realize I don't have the faith. Because of God's goodness, kindness, mercy, He bestowed on me the grace of God. And because of that, I began to realize I would put my faith, because left on my own, left to myself, there is no way I could put my trust on God. One faith. I hope we understand that. Later on, we'll share that more. But one baptism signifies declaration. That during those times, the early church, for you to be a Christian, baptism is a big deal. It is. Why? It's a declaration saying, hey, look, para initiation. Kailangan may mangyari. Kailangan mahirapan ako para ako pumasok sa church ni God. But it's a declaration. One baptism. And last but not least, one God, who is our Heavenly Father, the one who chose and caused his son to die and rose from the dead because of his eternal love for you and me. All the things that I talk about is the central focus of our unity. In fact, I would like to call this right theology. is the foundation of our right living. This is the one that caused us to be together. Instead of talking about our differences, let's talk about what would glue us. What would cause us to be together? It's what we have mentioned, the sevenfold elements of unity. Central focus of unity is not about ourselves. And it will never be upon us. Part of this unity, very interesting, in verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, it was Christ, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, pastors and teachers, to what? To prepare God's people for the works of service. Very interesting that he wants his body to be united, but he delegates his authority on some people. He delegated gifts. And I just want to say this. I am so thankful that in our church there are apostles. You know, we wouldn't be here today without Pastor Ferdy Kabili, who was gaho in church planting, and say, Mark, we got to start. We got to start now. All right. Pastor Ferdy, next week, wala pa tayo kailangan. Now. All right. Pastor Ferdy's gaho. He's an apostle to me. He's a great friend. In fact, we call everybody a pastor, but we have different gifts. I'm an evangelist. We have Pastor Dan, Pastor Jeff, who's an evangelist. And what's interesting was yesterday, we met with our leaders, our victory group leaders. And Pastor Dan, guess what we did? We discover our gifts. All right? We did discover gifts. And part of what we do is what? To equip the saints. Remember? All right, we're here to equip you, to prepare you for the works of service. And so part of that is we met all our leaders yesterday. And guess what? We took time to have a test for them to discover their gifts. And half of our leaders, listen, doesn't even know what their spiritual gifts are. And so very first time yesterday, they knew and understand, ito pala ako, kaya pala ganito ako. Kaya nga, ganyan ka. Kasi binigay sa'yo ni Lord yan. Eh si Pastor Dan realized, akala niya evangelist lang siya, preach lang siya ng preach. Ngayon, binabago na siya ni Lord. May pusong pastor na siya. Si Pastor Earl, he's a blessing to us. I don't know what will I do here without Pastor Earl, whom we have empowered to meet with you, to go to hospitals, to go to funeral parlors, to go to all the sanctuary where we can't come in there. Because of his heart for people, he can listen to you for hours. Talk to you, advise, counsel you, pray for you. Why? Because we have a pastor here. We have teachers. Pastor Winston, who is so steady. Whenever he preaches, he doesn't preach, he teaches. Steady. All right? But sometimes because he's steady. You know what? Our people tend to, never mind, okay? So he's just steady in his teaching, all right? That's why we don't ask him to preach on a 7 p.m. or you might end up waking up early morning the next day. Anyway, we have teachers like Alfred is, wow, sound theology. I'm telling you. I thank God for Pastor Irwin. Pastor Earl, first time we have someone who moves in the prophetic. Guess what? We're complete. God has given us why? Because he loves the church and he wants to equip you. Hello? So that, what's the goal? The goal of unity is this. As we move on, it says there, to what? So that the body of Christ may be built up. Question, is the body of Christ built up? Until we'll all reach unity in the faith. That we have all the same faith, united as one. Unity in the knowledge of the Son of God. That we all reach unity in how we know the Son of God. And lastly, it says here, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Here's the bottom line. God, as we do this, kaya nga parati namin sinasabi sa inyo, ito yung will ni God, hindi yung will ng victory. Ito, we always ask you, mention you to be part of a victory group. You know why? Because God wants to mature you. He wants to see his people, his body, united and mature. Here's what it says in verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants. I want to stop there for a while. Can I ask you a personal question? Are you a person who is mature? Or you are an infant. There are two persons mentioned here. It's either you're mature and you're an infant. There's a big difference between the mature and the infant. Infants, is what the Word of God says, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheme. Guess what? The enemy doesn't like unity. He will release people to come against this unity. So there will be men who will share to you about heresies and false teachings against what we mentioned a while ago in verse with all the seven wants. It's so important for you to understand this. And if you are an infant, you could easily give in. Like people who says, si Jesus, darating na. Okay, malapit na dumating. Itong actually, darating tong November yata eh. Ito ng November eh. Kasi hindi siya dumating nung summer. Okay, so gayong darating siya ngayon November. Ha? Si Jesus, anong gagawin natin? A lot of people are what? Shaken. That's the difference between a mature and an infant. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Listen to this. Friends, there will be no maturity without unity. If you think you can mature by yourself, I'm sorry. You got to be part of something. And to emphasize more on this, can we just turn off the lights and show this video as we conclude this message?
Anyone here been in the army?
Yes. I served with you at Vindobona.
You can help me. Whatever comes out of these gates, we've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Pleased to bring you the Legionnaires of Scipio Africana!
If you want to continue watching that, you go to Green Hills and get a Betamax, all right, for a better view. Well, Brother Maximus has a prophetic insight, prophetic revelation. He just said that. He said that if we stay together, then we'll survive. We have a chance of making it. In fact, if you continued watching that, some didn't hear the call to get out of that group, that team, and they were wiped out. Just like that. And it's so important for us to understand unity because it takes you and I to come together being part of this body. Verse 15, here's what it says to verse 16. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him. Who is that? Who is the head? That is Christ. Verse 16. From Him, the whole body. Everybody say the whole body. Joined and held what? Joined and held together by every supporting ligament. Grows and builds itself up in love as each part. Thus, its work. They'll talk about unity here. The only way for the enemy to do is for you to get out of the so-called body of Christ. There's unity here already. It's important for you to understand. It takes us being part of a team, being part of the body for us to mature, for us to have those character needed, for us to glue ourselves together. And nothing is impossible if we have the spirit of unity in us. As you leave this place, my friends, I want to understand. Together, we preserve unity in the body of Christ. Let's all say that together. 1, 2, 3, go.
Together, we preserve unity.
You know what together means? Together means together. It's us coming together. What a profound insight. Have you ever seen the billboard that says, a family that prays together stays together? Well, I have a profound insight. A family that stays together. Very profound. If we stay together, then you'll see the power of God moving in a different way. We are to preserve unity. Together, we can achieve this. Can you say amen? Before we pray again, I beg you, be part of a victory group. You miss so much. God wants to mature you. God wants to equip you. God wants you to know His spiritual gifts. He wants to use you beyond measure. Beyond your knowledge. We can do this together.
That's right.
Can you say amen?